When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
And that describes, ladies and gentlemen, our next guest, a man who has stood fearlessly through all the things that they have thrown at him. You know who I'm talking about, President Donald J. Trump. Thank you so much, Mr. President, for joining us. How are you this afternoon?
Well, thank you, James. It's an honor to be with you again. I love being with you. You're special, and you represent a very special group of people. You know that, because we miss our friend, right? We miss our friend very much.
We do miss him every single day. Mr. Yeah. President, I'd like to cover with you as much as we can. It's limited time I have. I'm going to cover four things. The first is the two-tier justice system, the immigration crisis that is a horrendous crisis since you left office, the dismal state of our economy, again, since you left office, and the way that Republicans, the last thing, are now planning to vote, which is to get your votes in early. But let's start with this two-tier justice system. All these stories last night, indictment, possible indictment, this, that, the other. You made a statement about the weaponized FBI and the weaponized DOJ. So let me ask you, you are sitting in the office, the White House, your second term. Oh, can't wait. What will you do about this two-tier justice system that we see where people can do crimes if they want to, if they are Democrats, but where they will go after and politically prosecute people if they're in the opposition party?
Well, it really will change, and it's going to change quickly. You know, when I was campaigning, they were spying on my campaign. This is before I was really in politics, so to speak. This is during my campaign. I wasn't in office, and we hadn't won anything. People were saying, well, he's doing well in the polls, but is he going to win? And then all of a sudden we win, and we were under investigation, fake investigations for a long time, and they were spying on my campaign. We had to fight them off. They were bad news. I fired Comey, which a lot of people said that I should have done it sooner, but I did do it very soon. I fired him. I got him out. We caught him. And a lot of things have happened. A lot of incredible things have happened. We found out that everything I said was right, and we're going to do something about it, and we have to. We have a two-tier system of justice. If you're a Republican or conservative, you got yourself problems, and we're not going to let that happen anymore. We're not going to let it happen. We have no choice, or we're not going to have a country. They're after me now. You know, they wait till you get out of office. They go after me. And it's disgraceful when you look at what's happened over boxes, like a boxes hoax, they call it. This is a new one. You had the perfect phone call. You had the impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two. This just went on forever. You had the fake dossier that was written up by the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. It's absolutely a disgrace. Russia, Russia, Russia. It's all they do. And we will end it. And, you know, being there for 4 years, I know the good ones and the strong ones and the weak ones and the bad ones and the rhinos who, frankly, are just as bad as the Democrats because you don't exactly know where they're coming from. But we're going to end it fast. We have to do that, and we have to do our border, James, because without elections and without borders, you don't have a country.
All right. You mentioned Comey. Comey is one of the people that did not cooperate with the Durham investigation. And with the Durham investigation, we learned, again, everything that we thought had transpired. Yet, this man who was the head of the FBI refused to cooperate. I don't understand how he's still collecting a pension. I don't understand how there has been no accountability for what we know happened during that period of time. The lies that were told to the FISA court, the fake documents. We know that the Hillary Clinton campaign was involved. We know that there were people in the administration, in the Obama Intelligence Administration, that were also involved in what turned out to be a very expensive hoax that was perpetrated on the American people, all with the single point of driving you out of office. Will there be accountability for some of these people your second term?
There will be. There will be. And we'll be watching it unfold. They're after me now or nothing, these people. I mean, I hear all sorts of stories, but I've been targeted from the beginning. I've been targeted from the day I came down the escalator with our future, then future First Lady, who people love. But I've been targeted from the beginning. And before I ran, I mean, literally, when they heard I was thinking about running, it all started. But the day I came down the escalator and said I was going to run, I was targeted. And it's a disgrace. And despite that, we did things that nobody thought possible, James. Largest tax cuts in history, largest regulation cuts, rebuilt our military, defeated ISIS, 100% of the ISIS caliphate. I mean, what we did was incredible. Then you look at what they did with Afghanistan, the way they left. It was the greatest embarrassment in the history of our country. You look at Ukraine and Russia, something that should have never happened, inflation. We had the greatest. We had the absolute great. We had no inflation. We had the greatest economy in history. We were energy independent. Now energy is so expensive. Your energy bills are through the roof. And it's going higher. They're going to go higher. You know, all they want to do is put windmills all over the place, kill all the birds.
And stop you from using your gas stove. But let's talk about the immigration crisis. Finally, people had gotten the word. You can't just walk through America's borders. We're doing something about them. Now, not to say that the problem was completely solved. It was still a work in progress. But there was a dramatic shift. And you took such heat for this, for saying that you were going to build a wall, for saying that you were going to enforce the laws of the land. Since you left office, under Joe Biden, we have somewhere between 4 and 6 million new immigrants into this country, many of them here illegally. The reporting, and we can cite specific reporting from Todd Bensman, Center for Immigration Studies, who's been down on the other side, has demonstrated unequivocally that the asylum program is being scammed massively. What will you do to fix? And now we have Mayor Adams and others, we don't have enough resources. The sanctuary states like California, Gavin Newsom crying every day. Oh, they're sending us 15 more immigrants. They're sending us from Florida. They're sending immigrants. You have Texas. All of these, everything that you had worked to put a stop to in terms of illegal immigration, they have overturned, and now there are complaints from one end of the country to another that we don't have the resources to contend with this massive influx of illegal immigration. What are you going to do about that?
And it's true. We don't have nobody. There's no country can withstand what's happening to us. And we're having people come in from jails, from mental institutions, insane asylums. We're having very, very sick people brought into our country. We have mentally deranged people. But we have prisoners, the likes of which you have never seen. I mean, these are tough, tough people, and they're being dropped in so that they can empty out their jails and save a fortune, empty out their mental institutions and save a fortune. And, you know, it's very interesting. I did better in the second campaign than I did the first. I got millions more votes. But you know what? I never could talk about the border because we had completed the border. The border was a tremendous success. So I couldn't really talk about it. Nobody wanted to talk about the border. Nobody wanted to even hear it. When I got elected in 2016, that was a big thing of what I talked about. When I ran in 2020, I couldn't talk about it because it was so successful that nobody cared about it anymore. You know, we took it out of play. Now they care about it. We had the greatest success. We had the most, we had the best border conditions in the history of our country. People weren't coming in. drugs were at the lowest point in 32 years. We had that border stopped up. I had Mexico give us free of charge 28,000 soldiers blocking it while we were building hundreds of miles of wall. And we completed the wall. Then we're going to do an extra 200 in areas that were soft. And we were in the process. And then we had a ridiculous result in the election. And everybody knows it was ridiculous. And I watched them as they wanted to keep open borders. I said, these people actually want to have all these people come in. The caravans coming in with tremendous amounts of really bad people that you don't want in your country. So we had the most successful border in history. Now we have the least successful border, maybe in the history of the world. Even third world countries would not allow that to happen. They'd fight them with sticks and stones, James. They wouldn't allow this to happen. I believe the number could be 15 million by the end of this year, the total number.
Wow.
15 million. That's bigger than New York State. Much bigger than people have any idea. And they're taking over cities. It's an invasion. It's an invasion. So we will close up the border. We'll start drilling. We're going to get inflation down to practically nothing like we had it. And we're going to have a country that's going to make it again. And we're going to send out, we're going to have a lot of ICE. And we're going to have a lot of Border Patrol. They're fantastic people. And we're going to get the bad ones out of our country like almost immediately. Working in conjunction with local law enforcement. Who knows where the bad ones are?
We have supply chain problems. We have inflation problems. People are right now, mortgage rates are going crazy. Real estate prices suffer. I mean, how are you going to fix the economy again?
Well, I did. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world. There's never been an economy as great as our economy was during that almost three-year period before COVID came in. And then I fixed it. Look, then I got it where the stock market was actually higher when I handed off, if you want to use that expression of handed off. But when they took over, the economy, the stock market was higher than it was pre-COVID. So, you know, nobody could even believe what we did. But we had the greatest economy in history, and we'll do it again. We're going to drill. We have more liquid gold than Saudi Arabia or Russia. We're going to drill. We're going to get the energy prices down. We're going to get the electric bills down. We're going to get gasoline down to less than $2 and maybe substantially less than that. And we're going to do it right. And we're going to close up the border. And we're going to get the criminals out that they're sending into us. They're sending all their criminals, James. You understand that. You got it well. And Rush got it well. Boy, did he get that so well. He understood that immediately.
Yep.
He understood that immediately. So do you. So we will do all of that. We'll strengthen up our military again. You know, I rebuilt the military, but we don't have any ammunition now because we've given it all to Ukraine. We've given Ukraine so much. And, you know, we've also given it to Afghanistan. We gave them $85 billion worth of our brand new military equipment. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Now,
James,
let me ask you a question about the... And most Americans are shaking their head, wondering what happened to their country.
Nobody can believe it.
Okay, the way that the Republicans vote, you know, Republicans usually show up on Election Day. Democrats do all this with the ballot harvesting, and this one can collect a gazillion votes and bring a gazillion votes in at the last minute. Is it time to play the game differently, to make sure that your vote is in well before Election Day?
Look, I happen to believe they cheat. I happen to believe that when you have a policy of open borders and no voter ID, they don't want voter ID, James. They want, under no circumstances, will the Democrat leadership allow voter ID. You have to have voter ID for, you have to have ID for almost everything, identification for almost everything. But the Democrats don't want voter ID. The only reason they don't want it is they want to cheat. So I'm of two minds. Yes, send in your vote early. But make sure they count your vote. You know, many people walked in to vote on Tuesday because they vote. The Republicans have always liked to vote on Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had single-day voting, all paper ballots, and voter ID? Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, yes.
And we wouldn't have any problems. You know,
we have the most.
So
we have the most.
You know, there's two minds, James. There's two minds on it. Now the new thing is do it. But the problem is they send in ballots that are, you know, where do they come from? You look at what happened in Detroit. You look at what happened in Philadelphia. You look at what happened in Atlanta and so many other places.
Arizona.
You know, it's a real bad situation.
Absolutely. And we have to have, and I hope also when a second term of Donald Trump would bring America true election reform. So that there's faith. This is not a one-party issue. This is American people, all of the American people, deserve to have faith and confidence in their election systems. This is not an issue for one party. This is an issue for this country.
What's very interesting, James, that the Democrats, not leadership, not the politicians, they don't want voter ID. But Democrats, the voters, actually do want voter ID in vast numbers, vast percentages. They want to have voter ID. But the leadership doesn't want because they'd be thrown out of office because they use it and the lack of voter ID to cheat. And look, who's going to vote for people that want open borders and want higher taxes and high interest rates and a bad economy and lousy school system? Who's going to vote for these people? They win by cheating.
Wow. President Trump, thank you so much for your time. Hope to have you back. This is a long election season. Hope to have you back all the way through. And there are so many Americans that just are pulling for you. We see the messages every day on social media. And just urging you to continue to stand strong.
I will, 100%. And we will win. And we're going to make America great again. It's very simple. We're going to make America great. We're putting America first. We're going to make America great again. And I appreciate it, James.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for spending the time with us.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye. WABC, James Golden, a.k.a. Snowden, coming back. Your call's coming up. Also, we have some tickets to give away. So you know what, Matt? Can we do this? Let's do this now. Let's give away tickets right now. And then we're going to take some calls. So attention, you music lovers. Get ready for the concert event of the summer. Happy Together Tour hitting the stage at the prestigious NYCB Theater Westbury this Saturday, June 10th. You have a chance to win a pair of tickets right now. Experience the magic of legendary bands like the Turtles, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Association, the Vogues, and the Cowsills, all in one unforgettable night. You want to win that pair of tickets? Dial right now. 800-848-9222. Claim your chance to win the Happy Together Tour this Saturday at NYCB Theater at Westbury. This is your moment. Groove with the music. Embrace the nostalgia. Enjoy a night of pure entertainment. The Happy Together Tour. And what if you don't win? Well, simple. Go to LiveNation.com. Buy the tickets at LiveNation.com. James Golden Snerdly with you here on WABC. Coming back, your call's coming up. Don't go away.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Bo Snerdly.
On 77 WABC.